everyone, I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Welcome to a new episode of the Radio Show Live, where I used to speak with my guest about volunteering opportunities and volunteering experiences abroad, also in their country. But this time I will speak with Riccardo Sonda from Sardinia, who used to live and volunteer in Croatia, which is really close by a culture and borders with my country. So I'm really interested to see how it is to come from Italy, from Sardinia, and to live in Balkan. Riccardo, welcome to my show.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Yes. Can you tell us something about yourself? This is really a hard question. Always not really the best for icebreaking, but we need to know
myself,
something.
What would I say? Hard worker. Living abroad 5 years so far. It will be 6 years actually, considering the experience in Croatia. So 5 years in Bulgaria, working as a technical remote engineer for IBM. What else? I'd say passionate cyclist, aggressive bass player, thirsty for life.
So now we are returning back for the first time of living abroad, am I right? It was in Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
So how it happened? How did you decide to go to Croatia?
It happened, to be honest, it happened by chance. I was kind of hanging out at the beach close to the city center and playing football along with the guys. And back in the days, I met Federico and Plinio. Was kind of overhearing their discussions. Next week we are gonna be here and we're gonna be somewhere abroad, blah blah blah. And I got pretty curious actually, and I asked straight. So what's the matter here? Well, what's going on? We do work for an NGO. We do work with young people, youngsters mostly. We do send people abroad in order to attend this EVS program. I don't know whether it's still called that the same.
No, now it's European Solidarity Corps, but it's the same concept with some additional things.
So the first, they allow me to take part into a youth exchange, the first youth exchange ever for me. It was held in Riga 2015, July 2015, yeah, if my memory serves. What happened over there? Blurry memories.
So they proposed you when you were there or when you returned to go to Croatia?
When I got back from that experience, I figured that there were many gaps, let's say, to be filled. And I asked, please, will you please send me somewhere in order to get out of the comfort zone, learning a new language and all that implies. And the first opportunity available back in the days was going to Croatia. Gotta be honest, I had to check even into Google Maps where it was.
It's close.
You know, there is this opportunity in a place called Karlovac. And so I ended up there.
And what did you do there?
I was supposed to work in a youth center called Carpe Diem. Yes, the hosting organization back then was Carpe Diem, is still on duties nowadays. And I was in charge to promote the EVS program along all over the place in these schools. Stadionica, okay. Workshops.
So you actually learned some.
I still do remember some. Even though I told you it's still pretty blurry. And what else? After a couple of months, when I got pretty confident speaking English and some Croatian, I started my own workshop teaching Italian language. Random duties. Whenever the guys needed help, I was there.
Yeah,
willing to do anything they.
Like in every
they
NGO.
Got me involved too. Yeah, it's like okay, let's do it. All of a sudden I became some kind of yes man, you know.
So when we were talking a little before, I got knowledge that you actually didn't speak even English when you came to Croatia. So tell us how did that go, like the first months? How did you communicate with people and how did you solve that problem? Because I guess for a lot of Italians that is the problem. So, but that doesn't mean that you cannot go abroad and try some experience.
Mostly, back in the days, even, you know, the Google Translator wasn't even working properly as we are used to nowadays. So it was kind of a mess. Expressing yourself and to convey with random people was quite overwhelming, you know? I was leaving, sharing the apartment with two girls at first, Dovi and Tara. Greetings, by the way.
So and they are from Croatia?
No, they weren't from Croatia. They were Tara from Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And Dovi from Vilnius, as far as I can remember. Yeah, from Vilnius. And they used to communicate in English into the apartment, and it was like kind of pretty secluded whatsoever, you know, completely secluded from the rest of the environment, and communicating was basically impossible.
Did you have some language course or something like this?
Nothing. Aside the Croatian one that I had, but when it came to English, I had to deal with it on my own, with what I had back then, Duolingo, some friends willing to help me out, but still. And even this huge gap when it came to English language contributed somehow to some tensions at the seams and in the apartment with the girls.
In what sense?
It's normal, they were younger than me, so making fun pretty often.
how old were you?
I was 27 and about to turn 28.
Okay, so I guess your life, when you started to speak a little more language,
it became easier. Yeah, definitely. It became easier after 3 months, no, let's say 4 months, when I met a friend of mine. She's been crucial when it came to my learning process. After, let's say, 10 months, I was pretty fluent.
In Croatian?
Yeah. not in Croatian, but...
Thank you.
Not in Croatian, but yeah.
Thank you for the sharing. We are going to listen one song, and after that we will return to studio to continue to talk about your interesting volunteering experience. So people, stay with us.
Con il simbolo della pace te li ho comprati io d'estate al mercatino dei freak. Non mi hai nemmeno detto grazie, ma ti sei fermata lì a ballare. Dimmi dell'India, hai più pensato a quel progetto di esportare la piadina romagnola? Facciamo dopo il diploma, magari sì è meglio, ma intanto mi fermo un po' qui. Tiriamo fuori tutti i tuoi CD. Ok, so già che metterai sui Doors. Oh no, metti il bolero, slega il movimento, il pensiero, più sesso. Oi, oi, come ti arrabbi se il filo non ti va bene per fare delle collanine? Ma mi è venuta un'idea, potrei provare adesso io a infilarmi dentro a tutte le berline. Gli anni 70, avrei lasciato tutto per seguire un corso di campana tibetana con il mio cane e l'amaca, dormendo sospeso a 2 stelle nel cielo. Ma qui, trovami un posto per rifarlo qui, in un recinto chiuso non ci sto. Oh no, né con la destra, ma nemmeno col PC. Che bestia, che bestia. Ciao, ciao, belle tettine. Scusami se parlo male, lo sai che io non sono fine, ma parlo come mi viene. Libero da ogni chiave, via i lucchetti e le catene. Sì, come in India, hai più pensato a quel progetto di esportare la piadina romagnola? Stasera dormi da sola, magari si è meglio, ma intanto mi fermo un po' qui. Tiriamo fuori tutti i tuoi CD. Ok, so già che metterai sui Doors. Oh no, metti il bolero, slega il movimento, il pensiero, più sesso. Sospesi a 2 stelle nel cielo. Ma qui, troviamo un posto per rifarlo qui, in un recinto chiuso non ci sto. Oh no, metti il bolero, frega il movimento, col sesso sto attento.
Welcome again to the radio show live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. I'm talking with Ricardo Sunda about his volunteering experience in Croatia. So we were talking about how he left the country without even knowing English language. And now we will enter with more details about his volunteering experience. So Ricardo, can you tell us what did you bring back from that experience? Now it passed a lot of years, so I guess you could think about this more. So what was really important for you, like learnings that you have, not just of course English, definitely.
First of all, I guess self-confidence, which I didn't have back then. I didn't believe in myself whatsoever, and as long as I was living in Sardinia, I thought that my life was, that I was compelled to live here for the rest of my life, and living abroad changed this perspective completely. I learned how to deal on my own, because the Croatians are pretty harsh. They taught me how to deal on my own, not to depend on someone else all the friggin' time, you know? Stay on your own, ponder, think, work hard into yourself. That's what I learned. It's not a matter of learning something which would allow me to get a job.
But also that can help you somehow.
This will be a consequence, it comes afterwards, but it was more a matter of working on your own, your inner self back in the days.
And how did you like the culture?
I would consume plenty of burek all day long.
Ah, burek, yeah, okay. Yeah, like definition
food
of
habits.
Did you like food?
I did, but what I liked the most was Polako thing, you know, take it easy, not to rush all the time. As Italian, you've been living here 7 months, right?
Yeah.
Seven, eight. You see how it is all around? Everybody's on some kind of endless rush.
Actually, no. For me, it's opposite.
The opposite. No.
I used to live in Belgrade, traffic all the time, 2 hours per day at least in traffic, so no for me here.
Yeah, perhaps when it comes to work into certain environments, yeah, you are constantly into some kind of rush, which is not definitely the case into the organization, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so it was calmer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Did you have like times that you returned home in period of being in Croatia for holidays, for Christmas?
I got back 3 times. To be honest, I do regret it.
Why?
I would have liked to spend more time there, which is some advice that I didn't follow back then. An advice by Federico, actually, because he used to tell me all the time, you're gonna regret if you leave right now. Stay as long as you can. I got back 3 times in December, July, April, but there was no need to go back. No need whatsoever.
So advice not going home?
No, don't get back home. Stay as long as you can. And if possible, well, unless you really need to get back home for some emergencies or whatever it is, otherwise stay as long as possible. You're gonna regret it.
I also went home for just 1 week, and I realized a lot of things in this one week. I would like to discuss with you how was returning home, like every time when you went home. Did you, for example, have some things that you realized, oh, I changed, or how was with your friends, with your family?
Back was, I gotta say, it was horrible. And I do remember one session along with a friend of mine in Croatia before leaving. She told me, this was Nina, she told me, be prepared as you go back home, because no one is gonna get what you've been experiencing. No one is gonna care about what you felt, how you felt there, what you did there, because they are not gonna get it. They are not gonna understand it. And this was true. Even my family struggled a lot. They were pushing me to find another job or go somewhere else abroad. Yeah, it was overwhelming. And I was no longer getting along with my own friends as well. I didn't feel changed. I didn't feel like I was a different person. There were some kind of upgrades. This staple basically remains the same. You don't change over time. I do believe there are different versions of yourself. As far as I'm concerned, you never change. I mean, no.
Or you discover more yourself.
You discover more. You had some values to your personality. Or let's. I do believe if you are in the deep inside, you are an asshole. You stay an asshole.
I didn't think that type of change, but also.
Kind No. The staple remains the same, I guess. Even though this new layers overlapping, piling up experience upon experience and trying to share what you gained over there, here was no, there was no match.
And how was the match with your friends? Did you stay to be friends with people that you used to hang out before, or it was just our paths are not
anymore? No, over time they most of them has become acquaintances. Nothing more, nothing less. And my little bit like just life. I got no grudges. I got no bad feelings or whatever.
What would you say to people who return home? How to prepare yourself for returning? How to use that time? The last time of being on project and the first time of returning. I mean, we all are different.
You don't get prepared at all. You never get ready for such things. For those who, because I didn't have plans back then. I mean, I didn't have to deal with university or a previous job, blah blah. So if this is the case, I say no panic. Things will come on their own. Not to overthink, I guess. Just take it by day by day, and over time you'll figure it out what you want to do, or something will come on your way. You don't know what the tide is gonna bring. It's gonna bring to you tomorrow.
What were your challenges like living in Croatia? What were moments? Okay, this is hard.
An apparently lack of empathy by people in general, you know, because as I told you before, they are very harsh, and that's what they try to put into my mindset. You gotta deal on your own. You can't rely on people all the freaking time. So what else? Homesick. Wow.
What did you miss?
Wow, everything. I had a relationship back then, so the parting was hard. I missed quite a lot my parents, and over time you realize this is the necessary evil. That's true. And because I no longer feel it at all, homesickness. You no longer feel it. Even now, working in Sofia, it's just a matter of, okay, I do feel like going back home. Let's go back home. But I had plenty of support even from TDM, especially from Federico and Antonio, telling me constantly, come on, hold on. If you drop right now, you're gonna regret it, cause blah, blah, blah. So I ask a lot of, please tell me about your own experience so that I can compare and get some hints from it. So plenty of support even from them. So,
yeah, that's actually also really important to have support of a hosting organization and sending organization as well. When you have with whom to share the same experience, the things that you are dealing with, somehow, even if you know that it cannot be just solved because someone told you it will be okay, but still you feel it more.
There is no shame on what I'm gonna tell you, but I do remember the first 2 weeks working at the youth center, I will hide myself in the toilet to hide my tears streaming down from my face, because it was terrible. It was hard. You got all of a sudden pulled from your comfort zone, and now you are here on your own, and you cannot even talk and express how bad you feel to people. Yeah, like really, no shame. I will hide myself in the toilet, crying hard, wiping my tears, and going back in the office. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that I think about that, I'm laughing, kind of.
Because it's
such an idiot, right? I was. There was no need to cry aloud.
But it's okay also to cry, to feel sad, to feel everything that you feel. I mean, it's not all the time it's just happiness, it's just great. You have different phase. Thank you, it was very interesting sharing. So we are going to listen one more song and to return and to close this episode with final thoughts.
L'unico limite è non averla. Unica Radio, Unica Radio. App. What you crying about? Now
Hello again, you are listening to the radio show live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Today I'm speaking with Ricardo Sunda about his volunteering experience in Croatia, and we were talking about some challenges and good moments about living abroad. And now I'm going to ask you, Ricardo, to tell me,
did you like the food? Because Italy has, here you really have great food.
Gotta be honest, I wouldn't go crazy for food in general. Do you remember consuming plenty of burek in the morning? Otherwise I was kind of cooking on my own all the time. I actually learned there how to cook. I do remember my mom was doing, Skype calls, please yes. get the pan, get the pot and fill it with oil, blah blah blah. And,
what is the pan? <I'm
kidding>. Yeah. Even such questions.
I needed to come here to learn to how to cook sarma. I mean,
sarma? No, I wouldn't go crazy at all.
No? Oh, this is my favorite thing.
I really enjoy drinking coffee every time during the day. This habit, these endless conversations in bars, drinking coffee for hours. Yeah. You know, that Polaco style yeah. that I mentioned before. I do remember one evening standing at the traffic light. It was red, 3 in the morning, no cars, no traffic at all. And I told the guys, what the fuck? Let's cross the street. Come on, there is nobody. And we're like, no, let it turn green and then we go. Jeez, come on.
Are you sure that you were in Croatia? And now to make summary of this story, what would you say to all young people, like some message or something if they are wondering, should they stay or should they go?
I don't have truth in my hands, I guess. I don't even feel like capable to teach anything to anybody or but sharing an advice. As far as I'm concerned, I'd say just let it be. And if you get a chance, don't waste it. Or I do believe you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life. It's not. I don't think that everyone is supposed to undertake this experience. It's not like prescribed by a doctor or whatever. But yes, we are here to foster and inspire youngsters. So if you feel like that, yeah, this applies to me. I really feel deep inside that I would love to develop myself abroad or do something different. Just do it, because life is now, no, not later.
Yeah, and also because, okay, definitely it's not everything is for everyone, but exactly. This is why we are here, to talk about all sides of this experience, so to prepare every person and to see is it for that person or not. But of course you should not just give up because of fear if you think that you want to develop yourself.
Exactly.
Yes, but if you don't care, okay, maybe it's not the best thing for you.
No, all that hold you back is your own self.
Yeah.
No, nothing else. There are no boundaries. And if you are thinking about boundaries, oh no, I can't do because this. No, it's just on your own.
It will always be something why you should not do something.
No one holds you back.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for being my guest,
for your time and sharing these stories and emotions. I think it's really precious to have this kind of conversation in the show. And thank you all of you for listening to us. Until the next episode. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.